In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We remember yesterday Christ in you and in me, the hope of glory. Christ in you. How is Jesus Christ in us? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. That we are tabernacles of the Most High God. That Jesus is in you, the hope of glory. And that hope of glory will be seen when we see him face to face. We shall become like him, because we see him face to face. I'm looking at Colossians, the second chapter. St. Paul writes, and he writes from prison, "For I want you to know how much I am struggling for you." If Paul is struggling for the people of Colossae, they are going the wrong direction. They are listening to other gospels. They are going back to the elemental spirits of thinking that the astrological signs have something to offer them, or they are going back to the worship of angels. No, Paul is struggling for them that they be in Jesus Christ. For those in Laodicea and for all those who have not seen me face to face, I want their hearts to be encouraged and united in love so that they may have all the riches of assured understanding and have the knowledge of God's mystery. What is the knowledge of God's mystery? That is Christ himself. What is the understanding and riches assured in Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? In Christ we live and move and have our being. In Jesus Christ we live and move and have our being. I am saying this so that no one may deceive you, because there were people coming in saying, you have to follow these philosophies. You make plausible arguments. For though I am absent in the body, yet I am with you in spirit, and I rejoice to see your morale and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Is your faith in Jesus Christ today? Where is your faith? Is your faith in your faith? You say, I have a lot of faith. No. Our faith is in the one who gave his life for us, the one who was buried, and the one who rose from the dead. Our faith is in Christ. All knowledge and wisdom come from Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is different than every other prophet because he is both God and man. He is both God and man. We know that man sinned against God and it was an infinite offense. And we see God sends a man to reconcile, and also God, because it couldn't be reconciled unless there was a man and God. And that's Jesus Christ, true God and true man, who reconciled us to the Father. Where is your faith today? Do you know that Christ in you is the hope of glory? Don't let Paul struggle for you, that you're listening to other spirits, other angels. No, it's not about angels. It's about Christ. And Christ has the fullness of knowledge and the fullness of wisdom, and all the treasures thereof are to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord in faith and baptism, continue to live your lives in him. In who? We live our life in Christ. Christ who is the Lord. Rooted and built up in Christ and established in the faith just as you were taught. In other words, they were taught the right way, but people are coming in telling them, no, you need to go into the elemental spirits. You need to follow this philosophy. And Paul is struggling over this, and he says, no, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, understanding are found in Christ. You were taught abounding in thanksgiving. What can we thank God for today? We can thank God that we have ears to listen to the radio. We can thank God for our eyesight. We can thank God for the Bible. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Being abounding in thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Make me a thankful man of God, that I am always thanking you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I had someone who called yesterday, and the wife has cancer. And I prayed with the husband, with the wife, that God would heal her of this cancer. And thank you, Jesus, that we can pray with faith and pray with power, because Christ Jesus, the Lord, is the one we live in, the one we are rooted in, the one we are built up in. We are established in the faith just as it was taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit. Yeah, see again, Paul struggles because this Colossian community is being barraged by empty deceit and things of human tradition, philosophies, according to the elemental spirits. That's what I talked about, the astrological signs of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in Christ, the fullness of the deity dwells bodily. In Christ, the fullness of God dwells bodily. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The fullness of God dwells in Christ, and the fullness of God dwells in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. And you have come to fullness in Him who is the head of every ruler and authority. Yes, He's the head of every angel, every principality. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the body of Christ. In Him you were also circumcised. Now, He's not talking about physical circumcision. With a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of flesh in the circumcision of Christ, we have been circumcised. Jeremiah says, circumcise your hearts, not your bodies. Oh, how we need to walk in the fullness of God's love. How we need to walk in the fullness of Jesus Christ. When you were buried with Him, buried with Him. How were we buried with Jesus Christ? In baptism. Baptism is not only an identification, but in baptism we have died with Christ and we also are raised up with Christ. You were also raised up with Him through faith in the power of God. Do you have faith today in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the power of the Father? Do you have faith today that God dwells in you by grace, by the gift of the Holy Spirit? Do you have grace today to know that all your sins are forgiven if you have confessed your sins and you let yourself be washed clean with the blood of Jesus? For in Him and in baptism you were also raised up with Him through faith in the power of God who raised Him from the dead. Yes, Jesus' Father raised Him from the dead. The Holy Spirit walked into that tomb and raised Jesus from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses, that's sin, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with Jesus Christ when He forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. The blood of Jesus erases the record that stood against us with all its legal demands. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. The power of the blood of the Lamb. It erases all of our sins. It erases the record that stood against us by its legal demands. And He set this aside. What did He do? Nailing it to the cross. All of our sins have been nailed to the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you know that today? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the fullness of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Christ in you, the head of the church. Christ in you, who came through the proclamation of the gospel and through baptism. Oh yes, in baptism we died with Christ, so also that we would be raised with Christ. He disarmed the rulers and authorities. These are the astrological things, and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. He triumphed over all the demonic experiences. He triumphed over all the devil's lies. He triumphed over all the devil and all of his minions. He triumphed. Where did he triumph? On the cross of Jesus Christ. The victory of the cross. The victory of the cross and the resurrection. Jesus Christ, today in the gospel, a church was in the synagogue, and there was a man who was demonic possession, and Jesus with a word commanded the demon to leave him, and the demon left him, and everybody in the synagogue said, this man, Jesus, speaks with authority, not like other people. He has this authority that even the demons go when he says go. Do you know that? That our Lord is the Lord of authority. Do you know that? That he's got something for you, and he's got something for me. Do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ is in you, the hope of glory? Do you know that? Do you know that? Do you know that? Therefore, do not let anyone condemn you in matters of food and drink or observing festivals, new moons, and Sabbaths. In other words, don't go back to the old, you can only eat this, you can only drink this, festivals of the new moon. No, all is found in Christ. These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. You know, people say, I fast on a Friday and a Wednesday. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Jesus said, when you fast, you know, don't look glum. I fast on a Wednesday and a Friday. That's wonderful. But it is not the fasting that makes you a child of God. You're a child of God, so you fast. There's a difference. There's a big difference. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and the worship of angels. You see, this is why he was struggling, that people were whipping themselves and worshiping angels. This is why Paul struggled to let them know that the fullness of the deity was in Jesus Christ, that the fullness of wisdom is in Jesus Christ, the fullness of understanding and knowledge is in Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by a human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head, who is the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole body is nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews. Yes, the whole body is held together by the Lord Jesus Christ. The body is called the church. The church is for Jewish believers as well as Gentile believers. Yes. Let me just continue with this. For from the whole body nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews grows with the growth that is from God. Why? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why? We want to grow in Jesus Christ. How do we do that? If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will ask anything and I will do it for you. This 15th chapter of St. John, we need to know that he is the vine and we are the branches. And our abiding in Jesus Christ will produce fruit, fruit that will last. We need to abide in Jesus. We need to know that all of our life is hidden in Christ. In Christ all of our life is hidden. Our sins have been taken away by the blood of Jesus. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the universe, to astrological signs, why do you live as though you still belonged to the world? In other words, that's why he's struggling. These people are going away from the gospel that they heard in the beginning. They're going away to myths and demons and angels. And it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about angels. Some people have too much to say about angels. It's not about angels. It's about Jesus Christ. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. He is our redemption. He is the fullness of God that resides in him. Why do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch. Do you see? These regulations have nothing to do with Christ. Have nothing to do with Christ. They are foreign to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are grace touched, touched by grace, yielding love. Yes, touched by faith, yielding love. We need to know that all these regulations refer to things that perish with use. They are simply human commands and human teachings. These are indeed an appearance of wisdom, and they just appear to be filled with wisdom in promoting self-imposed piety, humility, and severe treatment of the body. You see, that's the Colossian people were trying to save themselves. Our salvation comes from Jesus Christ. It is a gift, the gift of God in Christ. Because in baptism we died with Christ and we rose with him. And we live by faith working through love. And we do not think about making ourselves pious. God loved us first, and only God can make us holy as we are in communion with Jesus Christ. You see, all my actions that they were doing, promoting self-imposed piety, humility, severe treatment of the body, but they are of no value in checking self-indulgence. No. What checks self-indulgence? The cross. The cross of Jesus Christ checks self-indulgence. It's the cross of the Lord that is the forgiveness of our sins. I'm on chapter 3 in Colossians. So if you have been raised with Christ, we went down in baptism, we were raised with Christ when we came up out of the waters. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. We are not to seek the things of the earth. We are to seek the things that are in heaven, that Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, the right hand of God. But also know, the one who is seated at the right hand of God is the one who dwells in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. All this other stuff, philosophies, angels, eating the right food, self-hurting ourselves, no. These things are not of God. The only thing that is in God, that we should be in Christ. Set your minds on things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Not on that of the earth, you know, hurting yourself, elemental spirits. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have died. When did you die? In baptism, we died with Christ, and we rose with him. We have died, and our life is hidden with Christ in God. Where is your life? My life is in the wounds of Jesus, risen wounds of Jesus. I am hidden in the wounds of Jesus. You are hidden in the wounds of Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed. Not only is Christ our Savior, He is our life. When He is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Yes, we shall see Him as He is, and we shall become like Him. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly. Put to death fornication, impurity, passion, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. Put to death, therefore, whatever is earthly. Why? Because we seek Christ, who is at the right hand of the Father. What is earthly? Fornication, impurity, passion, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life, but you have been changed. In baptism, you were raised to Christ, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, where all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge reside. Christ in you, who is the Lord, who has forgiven our sins through the power of the blood. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ. And you see, what the Colossians were trying to do, they were trying to gain their own salvation by eating the right food, by doing these things, by looking at the astrological signs. No, by worshiping angels, no. That's why Paul struggled, because they were off the mark. They were off the mark. And God wanted to do something new in them. And what was the new thing? The very gospel that was preached to them at the beginning. He wants them to hear it and live in Christ. To hear it and live in Christ. Who are you living in today? Is Christ in you the hope of glory, your only hope? My only hope is Jesus. I remember many years ago, we went to Braintree, and I don't know what we went there for, but there were two young men there, and they looked at me because I was dressed as a priest, and they said, "Father, pray for us that we get these girls. They're our only hope." So I said to the kids, "Your only hope is Jesus Christ, not these girls." So they came into the car, and we prayed with them, and we prayed that the Holy Spirit would come upon them. We prayed that the riches of God's love and wisdom and understanding would flood them. I don't know where they are today. I do know that I told them our only hope was in Jesus, and that hope is as sure as this morning sunrise. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in Christ, who has the fullness of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, dwells in you. We are not going back to the elemental spirits. We are in Christ, and we seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. I do need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And also, you could go on PayPal, www.inseason.net, and you can leave a donation on PayPal. Remember this if you don't remember anything else. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.